Good morning, sixth grade. It's me, Miss Murphy. It's been two whole blocks since I have taught you, and I'm so happy for us to be back together again. This is a new way for me to teach and a new way for you to learn. And I know there are going to be some bumps in the road, but we can get through it together. Because we're learning in this new way, this block may look different than you were expecting. Many classes create small businesses in this block, but with our current pandemic situation, money is scarce for many, and we need to be sensitive to the needs of friends and family members who would typically support a class business, but might not be able to do so at this time. So this block is often called business math, because in the United States, businesses are what drive our economy. Before we can learn about businesses, we must learn about what an economy is, and different ways an economy can work. Businesses can only survive within certain kinds of economies. So let's begin at the beginning. What is an economy anyway? An economy is a system of making and trading things of value. It's usually divided into goods, which are considered physical things, and services, or things that are done by people. It assumes that there is a medium of exchange, which in the modern world is a system of finance or money. This makes trade possible. Economics is the study of how societies use scarce or few resources to produce valuable goods and services, often called commodities, and distribute them among different people. So people must work together to form an economy. Human beings have discovered that we will survive longer and with more ease if we work together to provide for one another. You may be thinking, Miss Murphy, I'm surviving just fine here at home without anyone else. But you are not really self-sufficient. You consume things every day that you could not provide if you were alone. These are called goods and services. Goods are things like food and clothes and toilet paper, while services are things that are done or provided for you, like trash pickup, or even me, your teacher, teaching you. Not all economies are based on getting everyone what they need, though. There are four basic types of economies that we will be discussing this week. There's the traditional economic system, the command economic system, the market economic system, and the mixed economic system, which is what we have here in the United States. Remember, each of these systems has been created in a way for people to collectively get most out of what they already have. Sometimes all the people benefit, sometimes the government benefits, and sometimes the businesses benefit. Before we talk about these different kinds of economies, I want you to think about the goods and services you use every day. I'd like you to spend the rest of today making a list of all the goods and services that you consume. Goods include all food products, any product that you would eventually need to replace. Think toothpaste, toilet paper, hairbrush, t-shirt, anything like that. Services include things that someone is doing for you, like cooking dinner, doing your laundry, or someone going grocery shopping. You can list utilities such as electricity, gas, and the internet too. You might be surprised at how long your list gets. Do this just for today. And remember, you can generalize, like you can just write down clothing instead of listing every single one of your t-shirts or describing every pair of socks that you own. Now, how do you think all of these things appeared in your house? Some of them may be gifts, but initially, almost everything was probably bought with money. In the United States, we use currency to trade for goods and services. To learn more about the dollar bill, I want you to go find a dollar bill. It can be a $1, $5, $10, even $20, whatever you can find. And watch the following slideshow. I think it should be in another assignment from this one. You'll find it pretty interesting. Tomorrow, we will check in about your lists. Speaking of tomorrow, which is Thursday, I'd like for us to begin to start the day with a brief video chat at 9 a.m. I will post an invite with the link. This way, we can all begin our day together and have a quick check-in. I'd like it to last no more than about 15 or 20 minutes. If you think this might be a challenge for you, please send me an email and we can work it out. Next, go find a dollar bill and enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow.